Well, we hope you're not still mad at us for not doing a fishing report last week, but we just shrimply didn't have the time, did we, Robert?
Not at all.
Busy, busy, busy. But
it was
today,
Easter weekend and spring break.
It has settled down just a bit. Would you like to chew on this peppermint that I found?
Nope.
It feels a little squishy in the package. Eh.
I'm good with that.
We should probably get rid of that is what we should do.
Probably.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with what we're doing here. Here we're doing the place-by-place fishing report featuring, of course, Mr. Robert Lukowitz and then myself, Captain Josh Olive, trying to keep him on track like herding cats, which I actually have experience with, so it works better with me than it would with most other people.
Yeah.
Are you prepared, sir,
do you
to do this place-by-place fishing report? No, I do not.
Oh, okay. That's probably better that
Absolutely
way.
Absolutely not. No way. Okay.
Yep.
Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver, along with Shell Creek. What do we got, Robert?
No report.
Okay.
And the crystal ball says it's not going to get any better.
This always starts off with such a bummer.
What do you want me to say? I can't lie. There's enough BS and lies in this world.
Well, I mean, you can.
I can, but I won't.
People lie for various purposes, entertainment, to make themselves look better. There's lots of reasons that you could lie.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
All right. Well, then I'm a little hesitant to ask about the Dars Park boat ramp I-75 bridges area.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing, but different location.
Okay.
Different view.
Let's just copy. Barely.
Well, you got a bridge right in the way.
Paste that. Yeah, there is a bridge. Way. All right, speaking of bridges, the US 41 bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
Let's see, they've been catching some snook at night. Let's see, a couple of small bull sharks. Some very small trout right there by the power lines. And let's see, one legal cobia and two undersized cobia. And that is pretty much it. Oh, and I guess some boat broke loose on that storm the other day and smashed into it.
Yes.
Heard that was pretty entertaining.
I'm sure it was.
It said it didn't cause any damage to the bridge or the boat, but I find that hard to believe.
And they were calling it a yacht in the news story.
It was. It was like a 54-foot, like, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. It had a cabin underneath it. I wouldn't call it a sport fisher, so I'd call it more like a Sea Ray. Cocktail boat.
A yacht. So.
Yeah, they call it a yellowfin a yacht, too.
I don't know
it
if they
doesn't
had
fall
it
in that category, but it sounds more expensive.
I don't know if they had it tied down. I heard it was running into other things out there, too.
Yeah.
I haven't been down there to look.
I don't know if they even got it out of there yet. I have no idea.
Nothing but trouble.
Nope.
People, tie your boats down.
People learn to anchor properly.
The Lashley Seawall.
Lashley Seawall, I got no report.
No reports. And your crystal ball?
My crystal ball says if I were to go down there at night and throw a lure, I'd probably get some small snook. But during the daytime, I'm going to say slim pickings, just too many people. Unless you want to catch catfish, there's probably plenty of them.
I'm just going to leave that out. I'm even going to pretend that you didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
The Bayshore Pier.
Got no reports.
Okay, crystal ball.
Crystal ball says the possibility of a cobia or a small bull shark. If you go down there and try.
And if you're persistent.
Yeah. Wait until you get to the very last one, though. I've actually got something this week.
I'm excited about that.
I'm sure. Yeah, first time in I don't know how many months. Okay. Almost worth taking off.
All right. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Port Charlotte Beach Pier. They've been getting a few small snook, one legal snook, a couple of small trout, a couple of mangrove snapper.
Okay.
And a little school of tarpon came through there the other day and rolled around in the basin there for a little bit and just teased a few people. But that's it. And a guy asked me why he couldn't catch finger mullet there, because he used to catch them there 10 years ago when he was down here.
Yeah.
That made me chuckle.
Uh-huh.
was so there? A lot of things changed in 10 years since you've been here, and you barely caught them 10 years ago.
You had to work at it.
Yep.
Okay. The Salt and Brackish Port Charlotte Canals.
Let's see. There's been some black drums swimming through, but not a lot of people catching them, just seeing them and hearing them. A bunch of small jacks, like 1 to 2 pounders. Some small snook. Most of the guys are catching those trolling or going out at night and throwing the snook lights. Let's see what else we got going on there. A few snapper. A couple of sheep's head.
Yeah?
Yep. Neighbor came by and said he caught 2 off of his dock and that his neighbor caught also 1, and I forget, someone else said they caught a couple of sheep's head out there. And that's about it.
Okay, the El Jobin Pier.
El Jobin Pier.
The old El Jobin.
El Jobin. It's got some snook at night. That's pretty much all I've heard about.
Okay.
Nothing else.
And these are big snook, little snook?
There's a couple legal snook caught off of there, but most of them have been undersized.
Okay. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Trout and small snook at the Myakka cutoff. Guy did hook 1 redfish. He got it off. He got off next to his kayak. So, basically trout and snook. Both of which have been small.
Okay. I trust this report is getting better soon. The South Gulf Cove canals.
0, nothing, nada, except for a guy catching bass way in the back canals.
Okay.
Didn't even get my usual report from my troller guy.
The West Wall.
West Wall. A lot of small snook. Quite a few, well, not quite a few, but a decent amount of redfish up under the bushes and in mouths of some of the creeks. There has been a couple of sharks cruising the bar, along with some short cobia cruising the bar.
What kind of sharks?
Baby bull sharks mostly, but one guy did see a nice bonnet head swimming around. And then another guy said he saw a little shark that was about 6 foot long cruising, but didn't get close enough to know what it was.
Sounds like a mama bull shark looking
probably
for one of the kids.
Yeah.
For a snack.
Yep.
Hey, kid. Get over here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Anything else going on here?
Nope.
No trouts?
No trout.
No pompano?
Nope. That's what the one guy was looking for.
I'll bet he was. The Cape Hayes Bar.
I got no report from there this week.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Any possibilities here?
Spanish mackerel could move up along the edge of it. I mean, they're starting to pop in there a little bit. And then you should be able to start finding some small to moderate-sized sharks in that same general area, too, right there along the trough. That would be my guess.
Got to go out there and look for them. Turtle and bull bays.
A lot of redfish. Quite a few snook. Some small trout.
Are all the redfish under the bushes, or are there some out on those oyster bars?
Yeah, they're all up under the bushes.
Okay. Snook?
Snook, same thing, up along the bushes. There's been some better snook out front, cruising between bull and turtle, because they're all starting to get that migratory pattern to head towards the beaches. There's also been some decent trout out in front, along with a whole handful of little trout inside. But the few legal fish that I did hear about were on the outside. And the water is super, super clear, so the fish are real spooky.
Awesome.
So kind of stay your distance if you can.
Robert, that means making a long cast.
Oh, no.
Robert.
Good thing you're throwing braid now instead of mono. Holy crap, what would you have done?
I know, right? Have you done that? Have you gone out with, like, 12-pound monofilament and tried to throw something
in the backyard?
They're like, this is ridiculous. How did we ever? It's so stupid.
It is.
Trying to freeline a shrimp on this stuff. I can only throw it 9 feet.
Yep. It's pretty funny what you get used to and don't realize what you what you used to be used to.
Yep. It's ridiculous. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A few Spanish mackerel and that's it. And they're not hot and heavy, but they're there.
I presumed that's why you said a few.
Mm-hmm.
Although you say a few a lot.
Well.
You like to say a few.
That's a good generalized answer, because one guy tells me he caught one, another guy tells me he caught five, another guy says three, another guy says seven, another guy says 42.
Yeah, but here's what I'm trying to ask you, okay? When you say there's a few trout or a few snook, do you mean that you think there's only a literal few fish in that spot? Or are you saying that if you go, it's likely that you will catch a few if you use good methods? And
it's likely you will catch a few.
Okay. So it's not like there's only a few there.
Right.
It's more like a few is what you should expect to catch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like clarification on that is necessary.
You can put a disclaimer at the front of the page if you'd like.
I could.
That'll make you feel better.
When Robert says a few, he's saying that you'll probably catch a few.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good in theory.
Well, it just makes the report sound a little bit better, too.
Does it?
Well, it does, because if you say that, you know, there's just a few out there, then it's like, well, geez, how many people are fishing out there in that same area? And if there's only a few fish, is it really worth even going out there? You don't want to come off as overly optimistic and blowing smoke up people's butts, but you also don't want to be overly pessimistic and discourage people from going fishing altogether. There's a line to walk, and I understand that you're trying to be truthful and honest about it, but, you know, we don't want to give people the wrong impression to one side or the other.
Okay.
Know what I mean?
Yep.
Were we at Gasparilla Sound? Because that's where I think we were.
That's where we're at.
Okay.
There's some Spanish mackerel on the outside in 4 to 8 feet of water. A couple of miscellaneous sharks. Sharp nose, black tip. One lemon shark. There is a lot of little trout. And then there's a few redfish over there towards Widden and Bull.
Now,
or
when you
Widden
say
and catfish.
Lots of little trout. Are there any keepers?
Not that I've heard of. A couple keepers I did hear about, I guess, were technically over there in Three Sisters.
Okay.
But it was just two trout. The other guy who was catching the big trout, he never told me where he was fishing.
Well, I wouldn't have either.
Yeah, but as many as he said he caught, it's like you could have narrowed it down to a 10-square-mile area.
He might have been fishing in his imagination.
I think so. Or he was fishing maybe in Titusville.
Yeah, that would have made a difference.
It would have.
Redfish, you say?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them scattered up underneath all the bushes. The snook I've heard about just been small, except for some that guys are seeing over inside the Boca Bayou area, underneath some of the docks and stuff.
Okie doke. The Placida Pier, the Placida Trestle, Gasparilla Pass, and Coral Creek Pier area.
It's been a little quieter this week, but they've been getting, let's see, a couple Spanish mackerel I heard about, several sharks. One was like a 6 or 7 foot bull shark, guesstimating from his picture and his idea. Small snook, small mangrove snapper, a couple of redfish, but not very many.
Okay. I noticed that you didn't say anything about sheep's head.
I heard of a couple, but nothing like there was. And we are out of fiddler crabs today, by the way.
I saw that. I noticed that the fiddler crab tank is kind of taken up with blue crabs.
It is.
So, no fiddler crabs in sight.
Nope. We'll order more this week. We'll have them by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. What happened to the other ones?
Sold them.
They didn't take any out and stock them anyplace?
Nope.
Try to rebuild our populations.
I take home a couple dozen every week and let them go. Not that it's great habitat for them.
I was going to say, that's a terrible place for them to live right there on a canal.
But well, they got the rocks there, some good mud right there.
Yeah, but they need places to burrow.
I know. Well, why aren't you taking them out and restocking them?
I thought you would take offense to me taking your fiddler crabs.
Take a couple dozen here and there. Pepper them out there.
I got a couple places. Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. I've got no reports from over there.
What?
Yep. No reports. Well, I guess if I go by the Inglewood Fishing Report, there was one guy that did fish over there this week.
Sure,
or last week, I'm sure.
More than one guy fishing there. But
yeah, but to actually send a fishing report, one guy. He was fishing and catching trout, and he caught a couple small snook.
Hold on. Something weird happened here.
Jeez.
I don't know. My for some reason, I'm typing it, and it's two-point type. Let's try this again. There we go.
Okay. So he got a bunch of short trout. Couple of small snook. Trying to remember what the heck else. He had like three different species on there. Yeah, I can't remember now.
Was it redfish?
No, it wasn't redfish.
Was it Spanish mackerel?
It may have been mackerel. But I'm not positive on that one. They should be there.
They should be.
Just because of what's swimming around. But no, that's all I can remember now. Because he said he actually launched out of Cape Hayes, where he keeps his boat, rather than everybody else that gives those reports seem to be, I left Gasparilla Marina. Mm. You know?
Yep.
I know you read those once in a while, right?
I do. Okie dokie. The Anger Pier.
Anger Pier. Let's see. I got nothing this week.
Okie dokie. Let me guess, you think that there might be some Spanish mackerel around and maybe some snook at night?
Yep.
Okay.
But the Spanish will be during the daytime.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose I could clarify that.
Probably should. Have you ever caught a Spanish at night?
I don't think I have.
Mm-mm. Me neither.
Bluefish.
Yeah. I can't remember me ever catching a bluefish at night.
Yeah, I don't. What does a Spanish mackerel do at night?
Yeah, what does a king mackerel do at night?
It seems like they should be doing something. I mean, you're just a schooling predator.
Right.
What does it matter? You know, they've got big enough eyes that they should be able to see under moonlight. You know, they still should feed.
You would think. But, I mean, I know guys that have gone out trolling, like, in past the dark and stuff like that. I know guys that have broken down out there and trolled while they're being towed back in by sea tow and have not really ever heard of, that I can think of a Spanish or a king mackerel being hooked.
You know, especially when you look at some of the related species, because mackerels and tunas are not that far apart.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of your tunas feed down deep,
right,
where it's really dark.
Yeah.
They have no problem with eating in the dark.
Right.
But do they eat at night?
They do. I've seen guys, videos, I should say, quote unquote, guys catching yellowfin and bluefin at night. I've seen it on Wicked Tuna where they've caught the bluefin at night.
Strange behaviors that require some internet searching here.
Okay.
I can't do that right now. I'm in the middle of a fishing report.
Okay. Take care of that later.
The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling, reefs and wrecks.
Nobody's really been out because of how damn windy it's been.
Boo.
Well, you can only just theorize on it.
All right. Let's hear the theories.
Well, I'm going to say that the red grouper are going to be 80 to 110 feet of water. That's just where they've been the most common out when the people have been able to get out. But the yellowtail should be starting to show up out there because of the warmer temperatures. And the permit should be also showing up around some of the reefs out there. Then, of course, your Spanish and your kings should be fairly decent out there. Especially the Spanish part. So, yeah, there should be some decent fishing, especially since nobody's been out there for, what, 5-7 days? Well, 7 days, actually, because last Saturday was the actual first mediocre day. It was still windy as snot, but a couple guys did try because they had family down. But didn't hear any reports back on that.
Okay. Well, we're just going to see about that crystal ball. The Venice jetties and Venice Pier.
A lot of little snook off the jetties. Spanish mackerel and a few big blue fish off the jetties and on off the pier.
Kings?
And I heard of one king, but that was last week. The last good king report I had was Skyway.
Okay. Punta Rasa, no reports till further notice.
No report.
Redfish Pass, no reports till further notice.
No report.
Captiva Pass.
Spanish mackerel. And a couple of tarpon. Tarpon are starting to get scattered throughout down there.
Did they catch the tarpon or did they just see them roll?
A couple of people saw them roll. A couple of people hooked one. And a guy got one down in St. James City.
Okay. Boca Grand Pass.
Tarpon sporadically. Spanish mackerel.
Now these tarpon sporadically. Worth targeting here?
If you're in there and they're there, it's definitely worth trying for them because some guys have been hooking up fairly well. And then there's also been some juveniles showing up over by the phosphate dock that a couple guys have been doing real well on.
And how would you target those juveniles over there?
The two guys that told me that they actually had good luck on, they actually chummed them up with whitebait. I just sat out there and chummed them up with whitebait. One guy did like 15 in the air and like 6 to the boat.
Really?
Yeah. And then Austin confirmed it because one of his buddies went out and did the same thing and did like 12 or something and like 6 or 8 to the boat. And they're all 20 to 40 pounders. I guess they were out there last week at some point. So, no idea.
Okay. You mentioned Spanish?
Yep.
Good numbers?
Had decent numbers.
Any kings?
No.
Okay. Anything else going on in here? Snapper? Sheep's head?
Been a few mangrove snapper, couple of sheep's head. Just a very couple. And then a couple of sharks also. Not many yet, but it's coming.
How many sheep's head were there?
Probably a dozen or better that I've heard about.
Okay. I'm going to call that a random sprinkling.
Okay.
You like that?
Like it.
Because it's less likely every day.
Yes. That is true.
Okay. Surf fishing, walking the Gulf beaches.
Some big, giant bluefish. Some whiting.
Where are these big, giant bluefish? It's a long Gulf shoreline. I know.
Venice jetties, Inglewood beaches, Boca Grande beach. Just random ones here and there. But they're like 3 foot. Like true New England bluefish. Which would be super cool to catch because I don't plan on going to New England to go fishing.
No?
No.
Could be cool.
I'd like to go try for a striper up there maybe one day if I happen to be there, but I'm not going out of my way to go up there to go fishing. Hmm. My time's too valuable. I want to go after species that actually really tickle me.
Okay.
You know, if I could fly up there cheap and get like a weekend trip out of it, yeah, I would do that. But
I was trying to convince Mike to go on a salmon shark charter up there in Alaska.
That's what I would do.
I did find one.
No desire to do a halibut.
I found one online.
Valdez?
I don't remember what the name of it was. I was slightly taken aback by the price.
What was it?
$4,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, $4,000.
Guy's out of his mind.
And of course, no guarantee of success.
And they want to kill every one of them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. That's stupid. I wouldn't kill it. You're not killing it. Sorry. We're letting it go.
What?
Yep. And I ain't paying $4,000 for that.
Yeah. You had mentioned whiting before I rudely interrupted you.
Yep, whiting. A couple Spanish mackerel. People are seeing a couple of snook out there already. That's about it.
Now the snook, are they mostly concentrated near the passes yet?
Yeah. Yeah. With the exception of the one that Teresa caught out there at Blind Pass on the beach.
Well, see, that sounds like it's near a pass. Maybe it was expecting there would be a pass there. Maybe it instinctively knew.
It probably, he thought it was a pass from several years ago from his grandfather. And said, well, I need to go check it out. And he realized his grandfather was fibbing.
Maybe he thought the hurricane cut it through.
Mm-hmm.
Which it almost did.
It almost did.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Build a bridge there and open it up.
What do we got?
Build a bridge.
I agree. There is a bridge at Matt Lachey.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Matt Lachey, some trout, keeper-sized trout, a few redfish, and some very small snook. And then also one guy did get into a small school of tarpon just to the north there between Burnt Storm and Boquilla.
A small school of big tarpon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where was that at?
Between Burnt Storm and Boquilla.
Okay.
He said he was more closer to Matt Lachey, but he tried to describe it that it was out in the middle there. I'm guessing he was probably more closer to Burnt Storm, but... just because that's that usual spot.
Two Pines is where they always hang out.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say right in that area. But he said Matt Lachey, so I got to roll with that one.
Okay. Pine Island Sound.
A lot of little redfish, a lot of little snook. And a few tarpon and a few Spanish mackerel. And a couple of sharks. Black tips, black nose, one mediocre bull, 4 to 5 foot, I guess he said it was. Another guy saw a big shark cruising along that he thinks was either a lemon or a nurse shark. He said he could see the secondary dorsal fin on it, he just couldn't tell because it was in about 5.5 feet of water just slowly gliding along.
Lemon.
That was my guess. That was my guess.
Okie doke.
Although
Creek.
That guy did post a nurse shark the other day on the site, didn't he? On the Fish and Frank's page.
Was there a nurse shark posted?
I think so.
I saw a lemon. I saw somebody posted a video of a lemon.
Was it a lemon? For some reason, I thought it was a nurse shark.
And then somebody sent me...
like day before yesterday or something? Yesterday or day before yesterday?
That was a lemon.
Okay.
I did get some photos of nurse sharks taken from a bridge, but turned out they were from the Keys.
Oh, so yeah.
That does not look like our water.
Yeah. Wrong spot.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Some small trout. A couple of Spanish mackerel.
Okay.
That's it.
Burnt store and two pines.
A few tarpon. Small snook. Some redfish. And some small trout on just on the inside of the bar and up along the mangroves, except for the trout. Guy hooked a big ladyfish there.
A big ladyfish.
He thought it was a baby tarpon at first. He said it was probably about 3 pounds. He was by himself. He didn't take a picture of it, but he said it was his biggest ladyfish he's ever caught.
Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah. Hey, big ladyfish are fun. Little ladyfish are fun.
I was going to say, it doesn't really matter how big they are. They're always fun.
Yeah. Just more fun to catch them on like a crappie pole.
Yeah, but that's when you do hook that tarpon.
Yeah.
The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Very minimal reports. A couple of redfish that I heard about. A couple of snook. And then some very short trout.
How's that algae bloom doing?
Terrible. It's all over the place down there. Every person's coming in going, I can't find any grass until I get below Burnt Store. One guy said he saw a little patch of grass right at the entrance of Pirate Harbor, punching through some of the algae, but he said the algae is just a green mat all the way down.
Yep. It's disgusting.
It's pretty wild.
Alligator Creek, Poachers Cut, and the Skating Rink.
You would think it would have collapsed on itself by now.
No, it's self-feeding. It grows... It dies, that nourishes the next batch.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
It's self-propagating now. And don't forget, we keep having more nitrogen going out into the water. So, you know, not only are you recycling the nitrogen from the decaying algae to grow into more algae, but then you're adding more nitrogen from outside sources, which is exactly what they want. It's algae fuel.
True.
You know, we just can't keep adding all this nitrogen to the water and expecting it to not have an effect. You know, we've got to the point now where if we didn't add any more nitrogen, you probably still would have this algae cycling over and over and over again, at least for a while. But we just keep adding more and more nitrogen. More and more runoff, more and more fertilizer runoff, more and more human wastewater runoff. And I'm not blaming... anybody in particular? I mean, I peed today. Did you pee today?
I did.
Okay.
Twice.
Like part of the problem.
Yep.
So, but there's got to be an answer that involves figuring out how to put less nitrogen into the water.
Yeah.
Until we do that, this is going to continue.
And in some instances, get a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you want to... offer a report for Alligator's Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink?
I do not.
Okay. Fine, then. How about Ponce de Leon Park?
A couple of small snook. Two baby Goliath grouper, and I mean baby, like 2 to 4 pounds. The guy was upset when I told him they were Jewfish.
Yeah? What do you think they were?
Gag grouper and red grouper. Someone told him that it was legal, and he said, I measured it, and it was... 19 and a half or 19 and a quarter, something like that. I'm like, well, it's a good thing because gag grouper are closed, number one. Red grouper, it's not a red grouper.
Well, the gag grouper's got to be 24 inches now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you did not catch a keeper red grouper at Ponce de Leon Park.
No. Nope.
And if you did, well, you're going to have to prove that. But if you did, I will eat those words.
Nice.
Anything else here at Ponce?
Nope.
Okay. The PGI canals in Punta Gorda.
Let's see. We got mangrove snapper.
Keepers?
Couple, yep. 13 and a half inch, or one of the guys said. couple of sheep's head. Hearing black drum and seeing black drum, just not catching black drum. Still can't get frozen blue crabs. I think we're in like week number 6 without them.
Not good.
Well, we're like week number 3 without them, but like week number 6 not being able to get them. A lot of small snook. One legal snook that I heard of. A couple of small jacks. And that's about it. Yeah. Not going to get any better with some of that stuff.
Okie doke, the Gilchrist Pier.
Hey, I got a couple reports.
What?
What? How weird. Trout, right off the pier and off the seawall. A bunch of them. All small, except for one that was probably legal, but still was thrown back. But, like, John went there and caught, like, 20 of them.
Okay.
What else did they catch? I think that's it. They saw some stingrays, cow nose rays. John wanted to know what to throw at him to try to catch cobia, and I said, good luck.
Yeah.
Just throw anything, but chances of a cobia being with cow nose rays, pretty slim.
It's always possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it wouldn't surprise me, but...
it's just not their favorite,
they would
right?
definitely be caught off guard with it.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
Got nothing.
Okay. Crystal ball?
Nothing. I'm not going to guess there. That's been too weird the last couple years.
Okay. Crystal ball is cloudy. The 20-foot holes.
20-foot holes. Let's see. Tarpon. Tarpon. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yep. One black-nosed shark.
All right.
But they're just around the 20-foot hole area.
And how would you fish for these tarpon in the 20-foot holes?
Bait busters. I'm not throwing I won't throw a ladyfish this time of year. I'm not. As much of a pain as it is to try to find them, just to throw them out to have them eaten by a shark or a catfish in the first 5 minutes of them being out, nah.
Are you going to cast and retrieve your bait buster? Are you going to troll your bait buster? Are you going to put your bait buster under a float?
Yes. One's definitely going a rod holder out the back. The other one's going just to cast it.
Okay, so one underneath the float.
Mm-hmm.
And then one to throw.
Yep.
Are you throwing it at fish that you're looking at, or are you just throwing it?
No, I'm looking at fish.
Okay. Okay. The bait fish reports. The bait fish reports.
I'm trying to think where I've been hearing about them because it's been so scattered.
Featuring Robert Lukowitz whenever he's ready.
Well, there's been some at Marker 2. And then there's been some down by Jug Creek, but it's been super inconsistent. A lot of the guys are catching more thread fins than anything else. The white bait is very difficult. Yeah, been tough. They would quit casting it in February. Wouldn't hurt my feelings if they just shut it down entirely.
Have to cast net in February, Robert. How else are you going to catch fish?
I know.
The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Bass. Shiners. A few guys are starting to pick up some bluegill, but all I'm mainly hearing about is bass. One guy bought a pack of lizards yesterday to throw out and try because his buddy did okay. Up in, like, Sarasota somewhere, so he wanted to try them down here. But every bass I've been hearing about has been shiners.
Is that just because everybody's throwing shiners?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, a couple guys have been throwing artificials. They just said it's been a slower bite. And I get that. There's times where I don't have time to mess around with it. I want to just catch fish. I'll throw a shiner. Although that is my favorite snook bait, but don't tell anybody.
Shh. Secrets.
top secret. Shh, especially secrets. At El Jobean at night. Shh. Freshwater shiners work well.
Nobody knows
no.
that.
Shh. Yeah, exactly.
Okie doke. And the tarpon reports.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting this on the map here.
Okay.
Do I have any place to put a red dot?
No.
No place.
No.
Gets a red dot. Okay. Do I have any place to put a yellow dot?
Which is like 50-50, right?
It's 50-50.
Yep. 20-foot holes.
I will put red dot, yellow dots in the 20-foot holes. Okay.
And then Boca Grande Pass.
And in Boca Grande Pass.
Then the Intracoastal down to just below Captiva Pass.
Just below Captiva Pass. Okay. All right. Do they go in the Intracoastal above that also?
Not that I've heard of.
Okay. Is there any place else that gets a yellow dot?
Nope. Okay. Maybe down by Sanibel, but I haven't heard anything. But because that customer's caught several down there in St. James City, I wouldn't put it past them being at Sanibel, too.
Would you like me to put a white dot there, then?
What's that one?
That is the less than 50% chance.
There you go.
Okay. Down around St. James City, one white dot. Would you like a white dot at Sanibel also?
Yes.
Where would you like it to be?
This end.
The end?
Yeah, well...
By the bridge?
Yeah, okay. By the bridge.
Sanibel's a big island, dude.
It's Sanibel Causeway.
Well, you didn't say that. You
Sorry.
Said Sanibel. At no yes. point did you say Causeway.
You're right.
Up until just
I
now.
I apologize, sweetheart. I would be more specific.
You better be, you dink. All right, any place else to put a white dot?
Maybe the 41 Bridge.
The 41 Bridge.
At night.
Well, I can't say at night. All I can do is put a dot.
Okay. I'll say at night, and then and that dot will be there, and they can listen, too.
Okay.
How's that?
Good enough. Any place else to put a white dot?
No,
El Jobean?
Nope.
Lemon Bay?
Nope.
Out in the Gulf?
Nope.
Turtle Bay?
Key West?
Key West. Caloosahatchee?
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope.
All right. And no red dots. When do you think we'll get to put some red dots?
Within 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's going to be my guess.
2 weeks
mm-hmm.
is his guess. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this report, sir?
No, sir.
So you're saying you're all done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't be done because you haven't said goodnight.
Oh, goodnight, Robert. How's that?